Press Paw Morning Show. On the celebrity line, we have playwright and director David E. Talbert. Are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What's up?
What's up? So people know you from all your plays. Also, you made First Sunday. I loved First Sunday with Ice Cube. I was hoping you would do it First Sunday, too, like a second Sunday.
Why didn't you?
Like, are you gonna? Is it possible?
It's always possible. You know, I love those guys.
I love them. You know who I loved the most, even though everybody else probably didn't like? Tracy Morgan was my favorite. I loved him in that movie because he was lovable.
Oh, Tracy Morgan killed it. I mean, sometimes the comedians make the best dramatic actors.
Absolutely.
Tracy killed it.
He really did. So let's talk about Baggage Claim. That's your new film that's out. Came out Friday, starring Paula Patton, Adam Brody, Jemaine Hansou. It's got everybody in it. I mean, Derek Luke, Boris Kodjo. Oh, Tia was fantastic. Can I just say that I was like, is that Tia Murray?
Yeah.
What? Jennifer Lewis is in it. Lauren London, Lala, Jill Scott.
All star.
Jill Scott playing a different role than we normally see her in. Loved her.
Jill is sexy. You know, Jill came in for the role, and I told her, you know, I said, Jill, are you sure you want to play this role? I mean, this role, you know, you got to show some cleavage. Jill said, I got cleavage. How much you want to see?
I was like, let me find out. Jill Scott is a little sex pot in this film.
Oh, Jill is sexy.
Oh, my gosh.
Jill is sexy.
So this is the number one comedy in America, so I can't figure out why you called us. You already got the number one comedy in America. What do you want?
Well, you know, I got to stay on my toes. I got to keep up with Russ. I mean, Russ is on the radio. He directed movies. You know, I figure I got to do a little bit extra, so that's why I'm up this early.
Wow. All right, so, every woman and really every man, we can all relate to this film, okay? Now, tell me how you can. It's really like I can relate to it, but I'm like, how'd you come up with this film?
Well, you know, I get most of my good material from eavesdropping on my wife's conversations with girlfriends. And so that's where I got, this kind of idea of, because my wife has some very colorful girlfriends. So that's where I get my good material from.
I see. Okay, so this is the story about a girl who's looking for the right man. And, you know, he just happens to be who she, I'm not going to tell you, just happens to be who she doesn't think it's going to be. How do you pick the cast? Like, why Paula Patton?
Well, Paula, when she came in, I mean, I was, as soon as I saw Hitch in Idlewild, I'm like, this woman's a star. And, you know, we were developing it for a few years. And Paula is just that, she's that rare kind of, she's beautiful, but she also allows herself to be goofy and silly and vulnerable. And that's what you want in a leading lady, you know, in a romantic comedy. And she was just such a great, so great to work with. And the guys, I mean, my wife cast all the guys. I wanted to put all ugly dudes in the booth. and then my wife, you know, was like, no, we got to have Boris Kodjo. We got to have Trey Songz. And, you know,
yes.
You know, you got to take your shirt off and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Trey Songz,
yeah. We appreciate that.
Let me find out. Trey Songz is a little actor, too. Let me find out.
That wasn't really necessary.
Yes,
I appreciated the eye candy in that movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Shout outs to your wife.
Hey, so I know you're a Baltimore native and you went to Morgan University. That's hot. And is that because the movie's set in Baltimore?
Yes. Yeah, and I figured since I haven't paid up on my alumni fees, I keep sitting in Baltimore so they'd let me come back to school. But no, I sit in Baltimore because I fell in love with Baltimore, and that's kind of where I grew up there with going to Morgan State. And I just think the city has a lot of charm to it, and it's fitting for a romantic comedy.
All right, so if you haven't seen Baggage Claim, in theaters now, number one comedy in America, Britt and I both saw it, and we were like, oh my, we came back talking about Jill Scott and Afion Crockett. What an idiot, okay? He's a moron. But he was really, really funny. So if you haven't seen it, or maybe you want to go see it again, but go check out Baggage Claim in theaters right now, starring David E. Talbert.
Yes, well,
I said starring, directing.
Directed.
You're directing it.
Yeah, but I thank everybody for supporting. I mean, the emails and tweets that I've been getting about it, I mean, it's just been overwhelming. So thanks, everybody. Go see it again. Take somebody who hasn't seen it, and if you want to keep the thing moving.
All right, thanks for taking time out to call us, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, I'm looking forward to second Sunday, by the way.
Oh, I got you.
Okay, all right, bye.
1.1 The Wiz.
Go ahead.